It's Kelvin here. I'm out and about in St. Thomas's Square in Newport with Sergeant Rob Hurd. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing here with all this stuff? We've got broken cars and videos.
Yeah, so what we've done today is brought along our road safety display, which is, we call it the Evie Staley car. It's a little 10-year-old girl who unfortunately lost her life on the island back in 2012. And the family very kindly have given us the car to use for road safety displays to show the consequences of drink and drug driving on our roads.
And this is something that comes to the fore, particularly this time of year.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do find an increase in the number of people who are catching drink and drug driving this time of year, simply because people are often going out for office parties, they're having events to celebrate, but unfortunately some people just don't plan how they're going to get home or how they're going to get up the next morning and make sure that alcohol and drugs have got through their system before getting behind the wheel of the car.
That's a good point, because we think once we've been to bed at night, in the morning, we're going to be fine. But that's not the case, is it?
No, unfortunately, we do have people who are very good the night before. They book a taxi, they nominate a friend, but unfortunately, they go to bed, give themselves a few hours, and then unfortunately get behind the wheel of a car, drive to work the next day. And, you know, if you drink 4 pints of lager, it's going to take up to 13 hours to process through your system. So you can see, you know, you stop drinking at 11 o'clock at night, you're going to have to give yourself to at least lunchtime, 12 o'clock, before you really should be driving.
That's a very good point, and people ought to know that. And you're going to be out and about in force across the island and Hampshire to make sure this is all kept under control?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're trying to do is raise awareness as the road safety team to people about the dangers, but we're also going to be doing enforcement campaigns as well. So we're asking the public to help and support us with that as well, because the more information we have about people that they know who are drink and drug driving, the better we can target those people. So if people can let us know the detail of the vehicle, the time, date, places where they're moving from and going to, and if they can narrow that down to as small a bracket as possible, that would be great, and that allows us to be able to target those individuals who are our worst offenders.
How do people let you know they've spotted somebody who they think has been drink driving or is about to drink drive?
So there's a number of ways. Here, you can either dial our 101, you can also contact Crime Stoppers, which is 0800 555 111, and this year we've produced a text number as well, which is 077 814 80999. So that's 077 814 80999. So you can text through as much details as you want, and that allows us to action it. But obviously, if something's an immediate threat, someone is behind the wheel causing a real danger on the roads there and then phone 999.
So the thing is, report it and get it sorted out.
Exactly. Don't do nothing about it. We really want the public to work with us to inform us about all these offenders on the road so that we can get them off the road and hopefully make Christmas a enjoyable time for all of us, all to have a great time, but actually have no deaths or serious injuries on our roads.
And how long are you here for today?
We're here today till about 2 o'clock, and then we've got other roadshows. We're going around Hampshire and Isle of Wight with taking the display with us, so...
It's worth taking a look. Just taking one look at that car, you can see how bad the damage was and how easy it is to kill somebody.
Well, absolutely. There were 3 people in this vehicle, and it's surprising that only one person unfortunately lost their life, little Evie, 10 years of age. Mum and Dad were both in the car. They were both seriously injured as well. And it's amazing when you see the damage done to the vehicle, how they actually managed to get out of the vehicle. And we're really pleased and thankful to the Staley family for coming and supporting us with events like this, because, you know, they've gone through an absolutely tragic circumstances, and it's only by their compassion and care about trying to stop others going through it that we can have this car here today.
Thank you very much. And if there was just one phrase you could say?
It would be, it's not worth the risk. Don't drink and drive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, back to the studio.